This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
This month in the news, the updated LIGO is back. It has found its first Earth-sized exoplanet, and Israel's plans for the Bereshit 2 lander to the moon. Firstly, LIGO and Virgo have been updated and are now finding a black hole merger every week. A little over a year ago, LIGO and Virgo triggered their upgrade procedures. After the upgrade, the instrument sensitivity of LIGO and Virgo increased by 40%. It was expected that this could possibly allow for weekly event detection. After the upgrade finished on April the 1st, the observatory detected two probable gravitational wave events in 2 weeks. LIGO and Virgo collaboration sent the first public alert of an event they detected on April 8th and announced it 3 days later. On April 12th, the detectors caught a second signal. The two events were observed thanks to the collaboration between LIGO and Virgo observatories. They're both believed to be the result of black holes merging. The announcement also marked that the new observation period 03 has begun and will last for about a year. Now they're making their third observation run, a new public alert system was applied to benefit the community. The LIGO team will send out alerts when the detection is made, and observatories around the world then can point their telescopes at the sources. Multi-messenger astronomy would allow scientists to learn more about the course of gravitational waves events and also the dynamics behind them. The improved sensitivity also motivated scientists to study not only pulsar-pulsar merging and black hole merging, but also black hole neutron star merging. Also, the LIGO public alerts include a sky map that provides the possible location of the source in the sky, the time when an event is detected, and what kind of event it is believed to be. In the future, more detailed information on the candidates will be given once proper study of them is done. If you would like to hear about alerts in the future, you can download the alert app at Gravitational Wave Events iPhone app. Next up, TESS just found its first Earth-sized exoplanet. After the Kepler telescope's retirement, NASA's new planet-hunting telescope, TESS, Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, just found its first Earth-sized exoplanet. This observation was taken in January this year, but it was not until April 15th they confirmed their status with follow-up observations and had a discovery published. The newly discovered Earth-sized planet is orbiting an orange main sequence star called HD21749. This solar system is about 53 light-years from Earth and 70% the mass of the Sun. The Earth-sized exoplanet is called HD21947c, and the system also has a hot sub-Neptune planet called HD21749b. The discovery of this sub-Neptune contributes to TESS Level 1 science requirement of providing 50 transiting planets smaller than 4 times of Earth radius with measured masses. TESS was expected to discover about 300 Earth-like exoplanets in 2 years, which made this discovery really significant. The idea behind TESS is to discover small Earth-sized exoplanets, as its predecessor, the Kepler telescope, mostly found exoplanets with way larger sizes than Earth. Without a doubt, TESS will become a game-changing space telescope in the field of exoplanet studies in the next few years. Finally, the plan of Israel's Bereshit 2 lunar craft has been released. Earlier last month, the Bereshit, Israel's moon lander, crashed into the moon. This historic project is the first ever private-funded moon landing project, and Israel became the fourth country attempted to land on the moon. The Bereshit lander started as an entry to the Google Lunar XPRIZE and cost $200 million to build, which make it one of the cheapest lunar landings in human history. The Google Lunar XPRIZE committee announced that it will award SpaceIL a $1 million worth Moonshot Award for its achievement, as said by the XPRIZE founder Peter Diamandis. SpaceIL's mission not only touched the moon, it touches the lives and hearts of an entire world that was watching. Fortunately, the failure of Barishi is not the end of the project. Maurice Kahan, Israeli billionaire entrepreneur and founder of SpaceIL, announced on April 13th that they are going to send the second lander to the moon and use the failure of Barishit as a building block. With the announcement of Barishit 2, SpaceIL might make Israel not only the fourth country to try to land on the moon, but the fourth to succeed. This is the end of the news in May. I'm homing. Thank you.